here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the dismal philosopher Thomas Hobbes, born in Wiltshire, England, 1588, author of the book Leviathan, in which he wrote, "The condition of man is a condition of war of every one against every one." It's the birthday of Booker T. Washington, born in Halesford, Virginia, 1856, who said, "There is no power on earth that can neutralize the influence of a high, pure, simple, and useful life." It was Booker T. Washington who had taught himself to read, having grown up in slavery, who became the principal of the Tuskegee Institute in Tuskegee, Alabama, which began in a single building with 30 students and through his efforts grew into a modern university. Booker T. Washington, who believed that the best interest of black people at the time was to become educated in vocational and industrial skills before they attempted social and political equality. And it's the birthday of a poet who loved his own work perhaps more than his friends did, Charles Algernon Swinburne, born in London, 1837. His father was an admiral. His mother was the daughter of an earl. He came from people who were used to being listened to. He wrote poems that the Victorians considered scandalous and that we consider merely turgid. "Kneel down, fair love, and fill thyself with tears. Girdle thyself with sighing for a girth upon the sides of mirth. Cover thy lips and eyelids. Let thine ears be filled with rumor of people sorrowing," and so forth. It was Swinburne who was so eager to read his poems aloud that when he went to a friend's house, he would put his manuscript in his breast pocket, folded so you could see the bulge, would sit in a chair, would say absentmindedly, "You know, I brought with me one of my books," and wait until someone said, "Well, read it." And so he would, and sometimes was so moved by his own work that he jumped around the room and screamed. Here are two poems for today, two spring poems, the first by Larry Smith, "In Early Spring." "Road catkins, russet and tan, let the wind sweep over them as dusk seeps in along the lake, and I pass road puddles swelling to ponds, mirroring the sky's own silveriness. At the railroad tracks, seven geese veer off and set down in a field so that only their necks speak for them, telling us all to go on while they rest by the barn. Today a man asked me if I were depressed, and I looked up and smiled. No more than these geese or catkins as light falls around them, no more than those pine boughs lifting in the wind, just so. Life goes on." And a poem by Stuart Kestenbaum, "April Prayer." "Just before the green begins, there is the hint of green, a blush of color, and the red buds thicken the ends of the maple's branches, and everything is poised before the start of a new world, which is really the same world, just moving forward from bud to flower, to blossom, to fruit, to harvest, to sweet sleep. And the roots await the next signal, every signal, every call, a miracle, and the switchboard is lighting up, and the operators are standing by in the pledge drive we've all been listening to. Go make the call." Stuart Kestenbaum's "April Prayer," from Prayers and Run-On Sentences, published by Deerbrook Editions, and Larry Smith's poem "In Early Spring" from A River Remains, published by Word Tech Editions, both used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.